I just wanted to start the episode off by saying thank you to one of our sponsors, one of our good friends, actually. His name is Austin Liddy. He has a Twitch channel right now. His name's Liddy Luck, and just want to go, you know, take a look at that. Don't be afraid to.
Love you, bro. And shout out to my guy, Cash from Texas with a K. Love you. But are we ready to go? Or is there anything else you guys want to say?
Nah, bro. I got to shout out my mom. She's an OG. She's an OG rep. You know, repping me since day one. Supporting me since day one. She's the GOAT.
All right, well, thanks for listening. We'll get right to it. All right, so what's on mind? You know, what's on your mind, you know? Opening segment, what's on your mind, you know?
Right now?
Yeah, you know, what's on your mind right now? You know, what's the move, right?
Yeah. I got murder on my mind.
Now you're going direct quote, or are we going like twice?
What?
What? No, that was good, bro. Oh. Bro, we got a man dying over here.
Why are you tweaking right now?
I'm not tweaking, bro.
I don't know. Yeah, you are. That was funny. Oh. That was pretty good.
He's the only one tweaking right now.
God damn.
Damn, bro. He's really hitting that.
But, I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm good. I got money on the mind. Got money moves, hopefully.
Yeah, I feel that. How about you? How about you?
What I got on my mind?
Yeah, what's up on your mind, bro?
Women.
All right,
money,
lady chaser. All right.
Chasing the right kind of bag.
And money.
Three things in life. Yeah. Money.
Okay, Mr. Krabs. Money.
I swear. Yeah.
That's what's on my mind, to be honest.
No, I was asking because just because I wanted to start about the first thing I was talking about when it comes to this episode today was this sneakers, man. I mean, sneakers. I'm not a sneakerhead whatsoever. Like,
I want those Harichos.
Don't like.
Those are what I want.
Wait, you know, aren't you pulling like a pyramid scheme?
Dude, shut up, bro. All
right. He's like, dude, download this app.
Okay, listen.
You'll get money quick. You'll get money quick and easy.
Dude, listen.
Download the app from this link, and you'll get 3,100 coins.
Listen, I got everybody to download the Nike sneakers app, bro.
Was he promoting the app at the store?
Dude, I was trying to get my coworkers to download it, dude. I created an account for myself.
Multiple people to try like get into it. Yeah.
Dude, I need it, dude. Because look, this when this episode comes out, the next day they're releasing the Travis Scott lows. It's kind of a restock on some shoes, right?
Yep.
Now the size that I got, the size that I use, it fits just the size that they're doing, because they're doing women's sizes / like a little bit of men's sizes.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, yo, you know, can you download the app for me? It's all raffles, bro. Like,
oh wait,
it's all on the sneakers app. Yeah, it's all raffle. I gotta enter the raffle at like 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
You can't just.
No, it's all raffle, dude.
I thought it was like try and get in.
No, it's not a shock drop. It's just a raffle. Wow. It's basically a drawing, and then if you get picked, then you can buy it. So I got, and what the hell bots are going on nowadays with sneakers, bro? Mm-hmm. I don't really want to deal with that. So I had like. I got a couple of my buddies to download the app. I even got my sister to download it, bro. I have my card information in there, so if any of them hits, I might go negative in my account. Because I got like 7 people doing it.
It's multiple people hit on the shoes.
Dude, if I do, I'm going to like...
I mean, that's just you being able to resell, though.
Oh, 100%. But at the same time, it's like... It's going to take forever for them to get to my house.
If you got 2 to hit, that'd be sick. You got a resale pair and a pair to keep.
Yeah, 100%. Which, to be honest with you, I don't really like the Travis Scott lows anyway to begin with, so I'll probably just resell them.
Dude, I fuck with the first ones that came out with.
Like Mochas, the OG Mochas? Yeah. Well, I mean, not Mochas, but yeah.
Those went hard.
Well, for me, because the one I want is a Jarritos Dunk.
Yeah, the Jarritos Dunks are fucking fire.
Those are released, dude, and what's cool, which I was looking at a bunch of pictures, dude. They have an underlayer. So if the top layer rips, it has has a really cool, like, has a full orange underlayer. So that's why I'm like, dude, even if I scuff them up, I'm like, they're going to look pretty sick anyway. So I'm like, the only problem is that one's releasing at a really limited amount.
Yeah.
So I have to like really hit on those.
Shoes so bad.
Because right now they're gonna release at 130. Like that's such retail price. But I was looking at resale the other day.
To you, that's gonna be
dude. I was looking at resale the other day. $350, $400.
Oh yeah, easy.
Dude, I'm not buying that at resale, dude.
If I can't,
$400, dude.
If I
nah,
bro. But what are the odds that you hit it on drop though?
Very, like very unlikely.
I don't think I've been able to hit one on the sneakers app.
What would you do if you like let's say you're walking in front of someone and they have those shoes and they drop them?
But are they my size?
Yeah, they're your size.
Dude, I'm jacking them. I don't care. I'm God.
I might have to either like pay him respects or like ask him if he's selling them. And if not, I might just follow him for the day.
Dude, I'm jacking him. I don't care. Like, dude, right, I'm gonna jack him, and I'm gonna be at right? church for confession, bro. Like that's what I'm gonna be at, dude.
I have sinned, but it was for the drip.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. Like it's worth it. Because if it's you can't tell me that if it's a white guy or something, they're gonna wear them.
Yeah,
they don't even that. they don't know anything about it.
You gotta have that hustler mentality. I wanted saying, it though. More.
I'm just better.
I am him.
You fumbled.
I recovered.
Right. Like, I took it for the touchdown, but not my fault. Honestly. But yeah, I just asked you because of that. Because I was just like, I want those shoes, bro. But, oh, man. I don't know if I'm even going to get them.
I think those look nice. The ones you
showed. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Then the colors are nice. The material's nice, bro. Oh, man. I'm ready for it. But if I don't get them, bro, I'm going to be mad, bro.
I'm going to be salty.
Like, I got more people with accounts, dude. Like, that there's a reason why I have people with more accounts now. Just because of that reason. All of them have my card information, bro, but legit, like, it's messed up, bro, if I don't get them. At least one pair.
I hope you do. I hope I do.
Yeah, honestly.
It's just so hard for me to get 13s, bro.
Yeah, you got an unlucky size, dude.
At some point, I was like, I really hope my feet stop growing.
Right.
I would grow out of shoes, like, within a summer, bro.
Yeah.
Hated it. It was annoying. Get a new pair of shoes and you gotta like get a new pair of shoes for school.
I never had a growth spurt, so
they're ass.
So it's like I never really got to worry about that, bro.
It sucks.
Yeah, damn.
You like get a nice shirt that you might like, gone.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just like, yeah, I guess I just never really thought about that part, but yeah, dude, I'm okay that I didn't have to like grow much more.
I feel like it's cool because you get to like shop and like your shopping is so open,
but it sucks though because the size that I wear for whether it be like clothes or just like shoes.
Well, no, it's because like it's like having to shop in big and tall.
The size, yeah, but the
like
size
tailoring sucks. Tailoring sucks. Like finding shit in your size sucks.
See, you're on that spectrum. I'm on the other spectrum, bro. But like my shoe size or anything of that sort, it's the most popular shoe size.
That's true.
So like,
is it?
Yeah. Well, at least
it, what it, is it?
It because I wear 9, 9.5.
Oh,
and that's the shoe size.
Who's getting ahead right now?
Honestly, bro. Like,
what is going
yo,
on?
Yo, what was out there, bro?
Brutus just keeps trying to lick my fucking feet, bro. And I can't, like, put him in a place he won't.
Yo, bro, that was legit a pause. That was like a pause.
I feel like that's why I can't buy shoes in 13s is because so many people that do like buy and resell shoes like that are all in size like 11.
You should
12s,
just make
13s.
Holes for your toes. I mean, just
dude, what?
Yeah. Wear them like sandals.
Dude, well, it's I can understand your side because your side, you're like right out of like the what they typically make the shoes run in, you know, like the size
well,
run.
Huh. I'll just sell this right now. I'll just look it up.
But like that's why I don't like my size shoe size because I wear a 9, 9.5. So it's like if I wear that shoe size, that's a shoe size that a lot of people buy, like a lot of, and it's always hard to find a good pair of shoes in my size that I like at least, you know. Because it's like I don't like super flashy, but I don't like super boring either. So it's yeah.
I like it's hard to find that
without somebody already having that
like
shoe that are reselling it for like know, twice like as much.
It's gotta kind of fit the vibe. It's gotta fit the mood I'm in.
Right. I feel that. Well, it's like when you bought your Vapor Max. When you bought those Vapor Maxes.
Which ones?
Those were nice. You know you remember Air Max? Vapor Maxes? No, the white ones. Clearish ones that have the air bubble on the bottom.
Air Max.
Yep.
Vapor Maxes. Nike Air Maxes. I don't know how I feel about them.
Yeah, it's like when you got those, though, it's like it looked good because of that size.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you find that size, though, because not that many people are that size, so it's like, it's nice.
Well, yeah, no, it's just...
When you find it, it's nice, but when you don't, it sucks.
I washed those shoes, and they shrunk around the edges a bit, and I'm like...
Like you washed them?
Yeah, I washed them. I let them air dry, sat them outside, but I think it was just like the shampoo or like the soap and stuff I used that made it shrivel up for some reason. So it looks like the start of the shoe like comes up and then it dips in a little bit
because it just like went a little
fabric
bit.
Fabric tightened up and stuff.
I mean, was it hot water or cold water?
It was cold.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just don't like shopping in my size.
Yeah, I guess
it's like 12 and a half, 13. Because for a while I was 11 and 12 and a half until like I grew out of that.
Right.
And it just sucks because like you go to stores and like no one's really selling 13s.
Right. If they do, it's 13 rare. 13
is like knocking at the door of that gigantic ass feet section
Right.
where you have to specially order those. So you might get like six pairs of shoes that like are on the 13 shelf.
Right.
So you're like, it's either I go and buy a shoe that's being like on the shelf, like being advertised.
Right.
Or... And at that point, you're paying like, what, $140, $150 for a pair of shoes?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And like, I wasn't doing that until I started working. So like trying to do that when you're like fucking 12.
It wasn't worth it.
Or you do find a shoe that's size 13, but it looks like a shoe that...
fucking Ronald McDonald wears on the weekend or some shit. Yeah. That ass. It's some weird ass shoe that came out in like 2003 that they just haven't sold anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, I remember specifically one time, now you say that, I went to the Nike store with Devontae that's, you know, close to us.
Yeah.
Dude, there was these shoes, bro. Dude, it legit looked like he'd be wearing flapjacks, bro. It was such the shoe was so flat, bro, and just huge, bro. It legit, Oscar, legit looked not even a flapjack, bro. It legit looked like I could use it as a bat. Like that thing was so huge, yeah. That's funny.
Dude, yeah, the shoes there are wild. They got some nice stuff sometimes, but
it's hard to find it.
Bouncing around shoe stores, yeah,
it's hard. It's hard to find. In our area, because not many people even, we're not really.
There's not a lot of sneakerheads.
We're not really too near a city for that many people to
like
sneakers.
An actual.
Yeah, we have more like Farmer Boys and store. Like I'm aware of my Hey Dudes and Ariat everywhere. You know,
yeah,
like that's what you get a lot.
Pair of working boots.
Well, yeah. On God, Oscar got I. On God. Oscar got niced with his shoes.
What?
Bro, because you had those Pumas, bro.
Oh, little Pumas. Yeah, those are nice. I like them.
Those were nice, dude. Because I always saw, like reviews and, like, pictures on them, and I was like, you know, this looks like a pretty cool shoe, but I just never thought it'd look good. And then, like, and then you just had them one day, and I was like, bro, these shoes are kind of sick.
I mostly like them because, like, I like shoes that you can wear different things with.
Right. You're not stuck to one outfit kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's a nice accessory.
Yeah. That's what I like about like the like Air Forces, for instance. Like those Air Forces that you have.
Yeah.
Those Air Forces are nice because they're a white base but with the black swoosh. So yeah. It's like they're nice.
And white and black in general, you could almost wear with anything.
With anything. And an Air Force is just it's not the hugest clunky shoe, but it's like a clunky shoe that you can fit with other outfits and it looks
just clean, bro. Yeah. Dude, I remember having to like wear those because like those and basketball shoes all the time because it's the only shoe that would like fit my foot because they were wide.
They're so wide.
Yeah. I remember I couldn't wear fabric shoes or any like cloth because I would tear through them.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember you had these. I remember you had these running shoes, bro, and you ripped them not even like a month in.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks into them.
Yeah, that was crazy. That is crazy.
You ever had someone that like you
suck your dick from the back?
Wait, what? Pause. What?
No comment.
Oh. What are you saying?
But elaborate.
Yeah, bro, what?
There's not much to elaborate on that. Just...
Like, no, like, how does that, like...
How does that work?
How does that happen?
No, how does that come up? Oh, like, do you just be like, hey, you know, it's not hidden, right? Do it from the back. Or just what? Like that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, that's just that? It.
There's nothing, like, nothing
else. You got different shit stretching when you're getting it pulled from the back, so...
So does it, like, does it hurt when it's going...
I don't know. Me when personally, it's going, when personally it's I like that? I like a little tug. I like a little tension from the top. Yeah.
Like not like too much.
No, when it's like being pulled.
Right. So you like a so lot off the like top, but not the side.
No, everything's getting taken off, but.
Bro, anybody that we know that's gonna listen to this is gonna be like, what the hell?
I have no idea what we're talking about. I don't either.
All right, scratch that. Go back to what you're saying. Go back to what you're saying.
You. I was going to say anything now because he cut me off.
What do you got? I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, right. We listed down cloning. Would you ever clone yourself to, like, help you do stuff? Or would you be too scared to, like...
To clone myself?
Yeah.
I would treat it like in the show the Boys. No, not the Boys. The Boys? No.
I haven't gotten that far in the Boys.
No. Invincible.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the girl.
Yeah, but like, how do you know? Perfect scenario. How do you know who's the original? At what point does the clone become too good?
Because you remember where like the blue... The
you're talking about the blue guy,
The blue guy that like clones himself?
Yeah.
That, I would have that dilemma, I feel. Because if I cloned myself at the beginning of doing it, I would do the dumbest things in the... Like the dumbest things always,
but that's
specifically
the scary...
because I know I can clone myself.
But that's the scary part, though. Is like, at what point are you the like? How close do you have to keep the original? Is it a perfect one for one clone, or is it like fresh out? Like, holy shit, this is my first day alive. I have no previous memory. You know what I mean?
No, I feel like you. I feel like you're gonna. I feel like you're just gonna give.
All like, if it's memories. A perfect clone and it's got all my memories and it's just like a copy paste. Like, yeah, maybe I would go do some dumb shit. Because, like,
what I mean? That's what
I know I got backup me at the house.
I know that, like, I would say I wouldn't do it, but I would. If it was a one-to-one clone,
yeah,
dude, I would just be, like, jumping out of planes, like, naked, killing myself. You know what I mean? Like, I would just do that stuff. Like,
I would make my clone, like...
Go do shit for me.
No, like, a very dumb, like, can barely operate...
He's lobotomizing his clone halfway through the process, so he's got a fucking maid at home. Like,
no,
jeez, come on.
No, and then I
just
was
a little bit.
I would just have him do like the boring shit,
like Monday.
This,
like,
yeah, he's fucking vacuuming the carpet.
No,
fucking,
he said maid, and you were like no, but
nah, just the boring shit, like cleaning the toilets, doing
no,
the dishes.
Not that. Not exactly, like not just that.
Picking
though.
Up the dog shit.
Like let's say you gotta, I don't know, go to like. I don't know, a don't boring really... meeting for so, or some shit. Like
yeah, that. But you're not gonna have those memories though.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but what if you need it the next day?
Like, no, but it's gonna be stuff that I know I won't need. I'm obviously not gonna like.
But how are you gonna fuck her to church? How are you always gonna? Like,
yeah,
like how are you always gonna determine that though?
What? Well, common sense, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's certain things that like sometimes you'll go there not thinking.
Then people will think I'm just ignorant, and some people already do. So there you go.
Fair enough. Like, I mean, I guess.
Whatever.
That's just the way to do it, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like I would have the struggle of, like, if it's such a close one-to-one copy, like, I feel like eventually I'd probably go crazy, you know? Like, nothing really matters if I can just copy myself so easily, you know? I'd be like, why not do stupid shit? Definitely be on that Deadpool vibe. But, yeah, okay.
But like you would actually be like, let's say you die, like you would actually die though.
Yeah, it's but my not copies. I got a copy somewhere.
Yeah, but that's not you.
But it is me. It's a copy. It's a one-for-one copy.
Yeah, but it's still not you.
It's a one-for-one copy.
It's still not you.
You can't take away my. I mean, yeah, you can take away my memories, but like
the you of someone else,
you,
will still be there and will, but and they'll recollect everything that they live, but not you.
Yeah.
Like you're gone.
I'm gone. Yeah. But like, I don't know.
So I don't feel like you would just feel like it's pointless. Yeah. I don't think it'd feel that way.
You're gonna tell me you're gonna have like an evil Oscar that comes out of that clone machine?
What?
Like I'm like, yeah, it's not me. Like it's me, but it's
yeah,
it's not me.
But it's exactly
not like he's necessarily gonna be like not me at all.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, let's say you send them to go get you a drink. They won't. You won't recollect.
Yeah, I'm not
him getting
that,
the drink.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be the same way when you die.
I'm not saying, like, it has to have my fucking memories and stuff.
All right, I'm done.
We're gonna fall so deep into this.
I'm not even gonna put this anymore.
No, but I have seen the actual clones of like animals.
Yeah, they can clone animals. Yeah, bro. It's crazy.
That to me is a little messed up, though.
Well, no, you know what's sus to me is how far away is a fucking dog or a rabbit to just cloning a human? Like what? 10 extra steps.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a
lot more.
I don't know why, but I imagined like a rabbit actually cloning, like a rabbit scientist cloning a human.
Well, I think what's different too is that the dogs. I mean, dogs don't have the biggest life expectancy compared to us.
Yeah.
So if you clone it,
dogs, cats,
yeah,
rabbits.
But they also don't live as long as us. So it's like it's a lot. So I mean,
well,
I guess it's like a different
what,
science.
Seven to one. For years,
dogs, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I think
it's every year is like 7 years from now. That's why, but it's like
But that's why like, I think that's why the cloning is different. You know, so that's why I feel
what,
like it's easier.
They die faster.
Yeah, so that's why it's easier to do that because they can make it with like certain deficiencies.
Okay,
in the dog.
Cool. Then just make multiple clones with like short life expectancy. I don't know. Like I feel like they're just holding up.
Maybe. It's the rich, bro. It's the rich.
You can't tell me there's not science. One scientist,
bro.
Out
it's
there
the it's the top 1%
that hasn't figured it out.
It's the top 1%. It's the top 1%. They're gatekeeping. 1%. Top 1%. Gatekeeping.
Pox back.
All right. So we're not falling deeper in.
What's something you gatekeep?
What's something I gatekeep?
Something that I do or would.
What's something you gatekeep?
That I do gatekeep.
Yeah.
I mean, how deep are we going, you know?
Anything. It could be something small.
I don't...
Like a life hack or something like that.
I don't know if I gatekeep anything.
My girl.
Dude, I gatekeep...
Your girl.
My girl.
I was so proud of the towel. So I used to gatekeep this towel roll. Like, people learned on the internet to roll their towel down so it doesn't go anywhere when they, like, do stuff. After the shower, like swimming.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm like, bro, that? I've been doing that my whole fucking life, and now everyone found out about it. I'm like,
wait, really?
Get out of here. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You look at any, like, baby photos of me, I got the towel roll.
Dang.
That's it's a smart hack, dude. It's a life hack, dude.
No, because you're right. Like, you'll be putting it, and then you take one step, and
it immediately wants to fall off. Yep.
If you ever, like, if you like go through your memories of like us at the water park,
yeah, I was like, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Like if you like recollect while
I
we're,
can't do that.
Yeah, if you ever recollect or like look
yeah,
at
bro,
old
I'm,
photos,
I'm, dude, I'm
we're
clone,
like,
I'm,
at,
cl-
like,
I'm clone number three.
Pools and shit, and we got our towels on. You'll see they're like rolled.
Well, dude, I'm like clone number three, so I don't have any memories.
You're right.
I just don't have enough memory slots. I ran out.
you ran out of storage?
Yeah.
His cloud space is full.
I only had 16 gigs.
16 gigs, yep, same.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's what I gate kept for a while, but that's really it.
Towels.
I got my girl.
Towels.
Chiguru.
Because I can't think of anything else. Because I can't think of anything else.
Fire.
What about you?
Oh, for
you
gatekeeping?
Yeah, what are you
gatekeeping?
That N64?
Yeah. No. I don't know. That's a good. I brought up the question,
yeah,
but
is
I don't
it
even...
gatekeeping if you don't give a gatekeep, or if you do give up a gatekeep?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Technically, yeah.
Right. It's not gatekeeping. You'd be, now,
yeah.
Because
you're putting it out.
Technically, like you're not really doing it anymore. So, like,
I guess
okay,
I used
what's
to.
What's a gatekeep? You're comfortable.
I used to do it with music.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you're talking like. artists or just
like, artists.
Just be greedy with your shit.
Or like certain art, like certain music. Like
I would songs. I would actually say like just music.
Yeah.
I think that, I guess.
That's not bad. That's not a bad one though.
I feel like it's kind of obvious because a lot of people do that.
Yeah, once you find something, you want to keep it for yourself. Tend to do that, yeah. I don't blame you for that one. Selfish bastard, though, is what you are.
Yes.
Hey, very what song is that?
Narcissistic.
Skips.
No, you want to know what he'd tell me? He'd tell me, like, the SoundCloud version, bro. That's what he would do. He'd give me like a rapper from like Atlanta that's like five. He's like, oh, he's like, bro, this is a song right here.
This is the new
heat. Kindergarten teacher, fuck you, bitch. Need my nap time. Need that nap time. Where's my snacks at? Where my snack time? Take away my graham crackers, bitch. You lie.
All right. What's That was a good one. Though. That was a good one. I mean, what are you guys listening to right now, artist wise?
Can't answer that question. No, I just set up gatekeeping
music. NA.
Next question.
Dude, hold on.
No comment.
Kari, yeah, dude. Kari's a vibe right now. I've been listening to Kari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of music is that?
He just came out with like Only You.
Is it more like R&B, like hip hop, rap?
Kind of gives me that vibe, but yeah. Like. It's more modern.
That's not bad though.
Still,
not bad.
I love that R&B energy though.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on. That's like the shit that I liked. That's what they're always listening to. And like, I feel like I fuck with it a lot because it's just, it's reciprocating energy.
Right.
You know, it's like, I fuck with you, you fuck with me, let's fuck with each other kind of vibe. And I don't know, I just feel like you don't really get that nowadays. I feel like people want that, but people don't give it.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
I feel.
Everyone wants that energy of like, yeah, you're my person, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Actually, like...
Yeah, no one's out there like showing that.
Silent doing it, yeah. No PDA.
Everyone's got their fake face on.
Yeah, no PDA. How about you, Ask? What you doing?
Like, artist-wise, I've been listening to a guy named Jax. He's pretty mainstream.
Rapper or...
Kinda. I would say he's also R&B. Yeah.
Dang. No cap? I'm hitting you with like
plugs himself.
actually it's by the Commodores.
Commodores?
By the Commodores. So this is Lionel Richie before he went by himself, but it's called Easy. That's the song. Easy. Yeah. By the Commodores. Yeah. That song I've been hardcore listening to.
What would you rate it out of 10?
That song itself, I'd say like, I'd give it like a 7 or 8, dude. I don't think it's a 10, but it's definitely like a 7 or an 8, I'd say.
What would you rate music out of 10?
Music in general? Compared to what? Like,
are you saying
out of
10? No, but are you saying like right now?
I would.
Do you mean like music in general or like now?
Like compared to like what or what?
Just a 10.
Well, yeah, if it's music.
It's okay.
Music. Yeah, music's keeps me going sometimes, bro. So
music's a 10, I guess.
There you go. I respect it. Do you believe in the hype for Ice Spice?
No.
No?
Is she bad? Yeah. Is she like good? Nah.
No. No. Honestly.
Do you think she would last in musically?
She's going to, because like she will like at some point. People gotta like, there's gotta be that person out there, you know,
dude.
Like, there's always kind of like gotta be a bad bitch, you know what I mean?
Like, she's like Nikki,
then there was Rihanna, like there's always
somebody in that spot,
like someone's gotta be on that pedestal.
Because remember, that's where, you know, like, I mean? That's where like Megan Thee Stallion was for a little bit.
Yeah,
they put
Cardi,
what's her name, they put Doja Cat there,
like. Someone's got to be in the spotlight.
I mean, they put
tossed around by people that are already there.
I remember they put they put Billy there.
Yeah, Billy was there for a hot minute.
Billy there for a bit. Dude.
There's got to be someone in the spotlight. You know what I mean?
I will say though, Ice Spice reminds me of like a Soulja Boy. And the reason I say that is because, like, she's here now and she'll be popular now. But then, like, I give it like 3 years, bro. She'll, like, no one's going to know anything about her. Oh. You know what I mean?
To like, me, that, it feels like
she is with her music.
I don't think she'll blow up. But I think she'll stay relevant.
You think?
For a bit.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think she'll be huge like Mariah Carey or like Beyonce or Nicki.
I feel like recently Rihanna, a lot of music artists are starting to be anything but the music. Kind of like J. Cole's line where it's like, I thought the music would speak for itself. Right. But they want everything else.
Right. They need that extra bit every time. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, yeah, I could definitely, yeah.
But I feel like that's what makes the difference between music then and now. It's like back in the day, it was
it mattered your music, heard, right?
About what you were putting out, about what you made and what you represented. And now it's like everything else. It's like make a popular song and then do whatever. Which, I mean, I don't blame people, I guess, because like if I was that rich and famous, like I wouldn't want to feel tied down to just making music and good music. But at some point, it's also kind of like, that's exactly why you're there, you know?
Right.
It's like everyone's kind of got a role to fill. Like if you go to any job anywhere, it's like you got your position, you do what you got to do, then you punch out for the day. Like, cool.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Look at Michael Jackson. Like he put out bangers, still did a bunch of crazy shit, but I feel like it's just the way you go about it, I guess. Or just maybe how big of a hit of a song you put out, I guess. That,
right.
That allows people the credibility to do whatever the fuck they want, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, that song, everyone knows that song. Did you hear how he did this, this, and this, and this, and that, and with whoever?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck yeah, because that song was a banger.
Yeah,
like, if you're producing mid-tier shit, everyone's like,
I definitely have to agree. Like, when it comes to music now, you really have to, like, you have to be doing something outside of it for people to care.
To care, yeah, because I feel like anyone now can just make music.
Like it's like
and good, like, good music too.
Like for one instance, it's like Bad Bunny, for instance. Like, dude, some of his music is hot garbage. No, but it's all the stuff he does outside of the music that makes people want to listen to his music. Because because if think about it, like he wasn't WWE, bro. He was literally like he was in all that stuff. So it's
like I think. The reason why, like Oscar said, anyone can make good music now or whatever, is just because it's so easily, like, distributable. You know what I mean? Like, it's so much easier to get it out to, like, anyone. Anyone that's listening to music, anyone that's kind of, like, looking for your genre or what you're doing. You know, you got Spotify, you got iHeartRadio, you got all this stuff that's giving you recommendations, Apple Music, iTunes, like everything, you know?
Right.
And you're getting stuff that's curated to you.
Right.
So I feel like that's why almost anyone's kind of like making good music now, is because there's almost an audience for
everything. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's also easier to get it out there. For example, like TikTok, like there was reasons why people we're calling people like TikTok artists because
so many songs were out there. Yeah,
yeah.
Like one of the new artists I learned from there was what's his name, like Ty Verdes or something like that. The one that made I don't even remember the name. I think it's like AOK. I think that's the name of the song.
Yeah,
yeah. Like that one became popular because it was TikToks. So I think you're definitely right. There's more outlets now. Compared to before,
it was like, I need to go to Hollywood. I need to go perform. Because that's just how
it was. CDs.
That's how it was done.
It was CDs. You know tracks and CDs. Heard by
someone that produced, someone that did this, finding, you know, and that was just kind of the rule of
thumb. Well, I think the other thing, too, is that, like, I think, like, I would say, like, in the 90s and, like, early 2000s, everyone was very much about, like, privacy.
Well, yeah, everyone was into their privacy.
They were all very, like, they were very much like in a privacy. Like they didn't, they were like, I don't need to talk to you. Like if I don't need to, but like now it's like where our generation is now. It's like, we're all about sharing. We're posting videos left and right. Yep. Snapchat's a thing. You know, we track, like we can see each other's locations like all the time now. Like it is just weird.
Yeah. Everything's kind of public and out there. I feel like at some point you reach a level of celebrity, like being a celebrity.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Like, all your shit's gotta get
opened up, right? People are going to be like, yo.
Well, the...
we hacked their shit.
Yeah. Because I saw the thing about, like, someone made the comment about, you know, like, that thing I was saying, like, privacy and whatnot, how everyone's now about sharing. So, because of that sharing, do you think, like, the way people, like, present themselves is different now?
I think people...
I think they're more like confident or more like flamboyant,
I don't know,
or something.
I just know people are less connected, even though people are know more about supposedly their life.
Right.
I think it's actually the opposite.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
But with that, like how people carry themselves, I don't know. I know there's people that like care way too much about it, I guess.
Like their image?
Well, it's not like there's something wrong with that, but like social media wise, there's people that care about that too
much. Like I need this to survive kind of a thing.
Yeah,
I get what you mean.
I don't know, but I feel like at some point it turns into like you don't know nothing else. You become so accustomed of like doing that for a lifestyle, for your day in, day out, like losing that kind of just feels like losing a part of yourself.
Right, you know, it's like getting up every morning and getting like a cup of coffee kind of thing. Yeah, like I need that itch.
Routine. Like it just becomes a part of you. So I feel like that's probably why people have such like breakdowns.
You know, maybe that's why people like say social media is like a drug.
Well, yeah, because you know,
cause it's like you get so addicted to it that when you don't have that itch, you get like, you know, you like go a little crazy because you're like, I need to, do it.
But have you guys ever felt that way? I've never felt the way that way of like
for like social media and stuff.
Yeah,
like you need reassurance.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
You did?
I did that with YouTube. Mm. YouTube, like, because I watched everything on YouTube. So it's like it did for a little bit because like there was a time where like I didn't like go on my phone at all. I couldn't like with school. I didn't have time to really go on it. But I found myself like sometimes not wanting to do something because I wanted to go on my phone and watch like this person I was subscribed to. I will say I had that, but I didn't have like the other one where it was like Facebook or Instagram. But that one I didn't do. But I did have like YouTube. That one, yeah, that one was pretty bad. That one I think I sometimes would like binge like I'd be on my phone for like 2 or 3 hours just watching YouTube because.
I mean, yeah, there's times where I do that too, but I thought we were talking more about like
people needing reassurance through like the internet.
No, and that's what I mean though, like that portion. Like I needed it to. I couldn't do, like, where it was, like, a period of time where, like, I could do it this way then not be on it for, like, hours. I had to
be on YouTube for me. Are you saying, like, you would, like, would post and stuff like that?
Yeah. Like, I'd be, like, commenting on people's things.
I thought you meant just, like, just watching a video.
No.
And I'm like,
I
don't understand.
I mean, like, I would do, like, I would always see, like, polls and I'd interact on that. Like, that was my social interaction. Well, not social interactions, but, like, that was my interactions on social media was commenting and, like, liking posts and, like, doing that stuff. So that on YouTube I did. Other ones I didn't. But I will say it did get to the point where it was like I needed to do it to feel like.
Well, I feel like I'm still kind of like that, but that's just for like me trying to like entertain myself or like me if I'm eating a meal, I have to feel like I need to watch
something.
Yeah, like a YouTube video. That I still do that.
Yeah. I sometimes do that too, yeah. I'll say that. I definitely can relate to that.
Yeah.
Eat something, put something on the TV or on your phone.
Like just something in the background. But I think we also got that from our parents.
Yeah. Because I feel like if I eat, I got to watch something.
Yeah.
Like something.
Like, or I'll listen to, or something's going to be playing in the background.
Unless I'm like actually eating dinner with like my family or stuff like that. Or, like,
yeah. If we're
like,
right.
That's different.
Yeah. If it's like things.
I can hold a conversation.
Right. If it's like Thanksgiving or something, we won't have, obviously like nothing will be on in the background. Well, I guess even then we'll have music playing in the background.
Yeah. But it's a Tuesday night in the middle of the week. Nothing's fucking going on.
Yeah. I'll sit there like watching something on like the TV and just be eating on the couch.
Like, you're just sitting there with the sound of you eating. Like.
Yeah. And it's like, it's weird.
Being his hand.
Start talking to yourself. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't, because like I know there's definitely people out there that are like they post stuff regularly because they just like
the people
that
need
that like reassurance that people like them.
The people that I notice this. The people that are most like that are the most popular people.
Yeah,
that you've met. They're always like the popular person or like the person that talks to everybody the most. That's the person that needs that social media presence. Yeah. I've noticed that. Or at least they need interactions that make them feel right. like...
They, I feel like it's the
interaction. Like they're praised, you know?
Yeah.
I think that, that I can definitely see.
I feel like I post for my entertainment. I feel like I like to... I definitely like to post a lot for my entertainment, but...
Yeah, definitely
also,
get that.
I also post... thirst traps. Why not?
It happens.
Thirst trapping on their fucking
you gotta profile. Do it. You gotta do it.
Everyone's gotta look good.
I should say. Right? That's a lie. I don't do it. I can't. Can't anymore. I'm tied down.
Got to
I
sometimes.
Can't do that. I'm tied down. I can't do that no more.
Well, yeah, at that point, yeah.
I can't do that no more. How about you, Oscar?
For what?
Thirst traps.
Thirst traps.
You gotta get thirsty, bro. It's thirsty Thursday.
Like, do I like thirst traps?
No, if you do them,
if
bro.
I no, I don't.
Come on, gotta get, send at least one. Mm-hmm.
I like, I don't know, man. It's like just conversations, like trying to text people. Most of the time, it like tires me.
Yeah,
that yeah. dude. I feel like people can't have a fucking conversation nowadays anymore, bro. People get so bored. Like, so, and my thing is too is like. I feel like it's so hard to understand people over fucking text because you don't got your
you voice know, you afflictions. Can't.
You don't got your tone of voice. You don't got all this like markers that are like cueing the conversation off in certain directions. So you're kind of just left to self-interpretation for a lot of shit. And it's just kind of...
It's hard because when you're texting, you don't have... You can't have like... You don't hear their tone or like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so I definitely agree with that.
You're left to self-interpretation.
I will say that's what they meant. It can lead to a lot of arguments.
Yeah, it leads to a lot of fucking arguments.
And you don't, and you're not even, and you don't even want to pick a fight with that person, but you're always like, I don't. Do you mean it this way or you mean it that way? Yeah,
because like they hear it in their own voice, and it's like, it, like you said, it just leads to a lot of unneeded toxicity.
I will say sometimes, like I think I'm going crazy sometimes because like I did that to my girl the other day.
I feel like phone calls, if I ever get in a relationship, bro, phone calls are the way to go.
Do they
until
are?
They, at least until they start understanding how the phone text.
Phone calls and FaceTiming.
Yeah. This is the, that's the one thing that I love about my relationship. We'll call at least maybe once every, like a day or if not once every other day. Like we'll call just to say, like just to talk about how our day is going.
Yeah.
Just because like if we text it. It always makes it seem like you don't want to talk to that person. Yeah. And you're just saying it just to, like, respond, basically. And not, like, that's it. Yeah. But we call. It helps so much, man. Because it's like, I can sit there and be like, oh, like, this date was this, but it was really good still. But she can't hear that on text. She's just going to hear, like, oh, it was like this today. And it was good, though.
I think y'all just need better Riz. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Listen, no, I'm just kidding. I let that go. I let that go once this relationship hit 2 years.
No, I get what you're saying.
3 months into it, holding on to the Riz. Pixie dust in the back pocket.
Someone right. say my name.
Yeah, right. Yeah, dude. Honestly. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Well. So about that time. About that time. About that time. About that time.
About that time.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Cut that out.
Yeah. All right. Just wanted to give another thank you to our sponsors.
Okay. You want to bark?
No. Okay. All right. Just wanted to give another thank you to our sponsor. It's like Liddy Luck.
Liddy.
Oh, yes.
All right, y'all have a good day. See ya.